Hey friend, welcome to the Grief to Great Day podcast. Do you feel like you're going crazy? Is the shower the only place for you to really cry? Are you surrounded by people, but you still feel all alone? Do you want to be the you were before your loved one died, but you have no idea how to get there? I'm Steph Cabanis, Southern by choice, wife, turtle triathlete, Jesus follower, and fellow traveler in the journey of grief. I too struggled to breathe, questioned God and my faith, and thought I would never be happy again. But God took my brokenness and He turned it into a breakthrough. So if you're ready to understand how to navigate grief, lean into your faith, and take just one step towards healing, then bring your ugly cry, get into a comfortable place, even if that's your bed right now, and let the healing begin. Girl, there's hope for your future. Come on in the house and join me on that couch. I'm Steph, and this is Grief to Great Day. Thank you for being here. I know this is a podcast you did not want to have to search for, but I hope you always feel welcomed and heard through these episodes. Grief to Great Day is downloaded in over 100 different countries in almost all the continents. This should tell you that you're not alone as you walk out the hardest journey of your life. And it tells me that there's a need to talk about grief from a Christian perspective. If you're listening for the first time and you wonder who Monica is, well, she's the reason that Grief to Great Day exists. She died within 6 months of being diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, but her faith journey changed my life. It changed me. Her story could change you too. So if you want to learn more about dying to be healed, the book I wrote about her crazy faith and undeniable fortitude, go to my website, grief2greatday.com, and click on the book tab. In this podcast, we talk about understanding grief. Like, it's not just about being sad. We talk about how to get through the day when you got nothing left and how to grow your faith, even if you don't want to talk to God right now. So if you're just starting your journey, please know that life will change. It won't always hurt like this. It's important for you to grab a hold of that. So I'll say it again. Your life will change and it won't always hurt like this. This is not to say that you'll stop missing your loved one, because you won't. But you will be able to breathe, to laugh, and to live again. Overcomer. When I used to hear that word, I felt so distant from what it meant. I was defeated by the smallest of things daily. I was grieving and I felt like a failure. I would listen to Easter sermons and I want to tell you that they made a huge difference in those first 2 years, but they didn't. Actually, they made me feel worse because they made me feel faithless. See, these sermons spoke of how Jesus died. This part I understood and could feel, but then to go on to share how after 3 days he rose again, well, that part was lost on me. Easter had impacted me prior to Monica's death, but not in grief. And I want your experience to be the opposite on Easter and in the days ahead. As a Christian, you know the story of Easter as I did. You know how gruesome it was and what Jesus had to endure. The crown of thorns, the mocking, the beatings, and the nails through his hands and feet. We can see that picture. Jesus was falsely accused. He really didn't want to go through with it. My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet, not as I will, but as you will. However, he surrendered to God's will and God's plan to provide a sacrifice for you and me, and humankind. That sacrifice allows us to go boldly to the throne. That sacrifice provides healing. By his stripes we were healed. And that sacrifice provides everlasting life to those who accept it, even to a thief on a cross. Today you will be with me in paradise. Luke 23. So there's hope that you will see your loved one or loved ones again. There's hope that the pain of grief will one day end. Now, I knew all that too when I was going through grief, but it didn't make me feel any better. It didn't make me feel better because I was too busy fighting God about His sovereignty, His will, and His plan being the best for me. I was doubting that He still had control, and if He did, then what kind of God would allow Monica to suffer so and flip my world upside down? Doesn't that way of thinking kind of sound like the devil when he tested Jesus? He said, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, He will command His angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, Do not put the Lord your God to the test." Matthew 4. And again, when Jesus was on the cross, "If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise, also the chief priests, mocking him with scribes and elders, said, "He saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we'll believe him." Matthew 27. So how does the hope of the everlasting future, where you'll be reunited with your loved one, change your today while you're still on earth? See, if you're focused on God, if you don't question His sovereignty, it means the countdown is on. Each day lived is a day closer to seeing them and being in heaven where there is no pain. If you're more stubborn, like I was, if you're in the questioning phase right now, like I stayed in for 2 years, then maybe I can offer you other proof that there is hope for your pain, your present day, and your future purpose. Now check this out. God doesn't answer every question. He does not feel the need to prove who He is every time we have doubts. When Jesus was being tested by the devil, He could have done anything He wanted to prove to the devil who He was. Satan even tried to taunt Him into proving Himself, but Jesus, He used scripture, and He said, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test." Wow, I put the Lord to the test on a daily basis. I wanted signs and wonders in grief because I thought it was owed to me for what I was dealing with. I needed God to prove Himself to me so that I could prove it to myself that He was God. Jesus was mocked, and when He was on the cross, He was again provoked into proving who He was. Come down from that cross if you are God. Jesus stayed put to fulfill the will of His Father. Now, Jesus wanted the cup to pass from Him. That was me in grief. I didn't want the pain. I didn't want that loss or a future different than I had planned. But Jesus said, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" That was me in grief. And regardless of what the thief on the cross had done his entire life, up to the moment he was on that cross, he believed and he was saved. Today you will be with me in paradise. I share all that to tell you that while Easter, the full meaning, didn't give me hope in grief, aspects of the full story did, and maybe it will for you too. I want to share 4 things that confirm there is hope after the loss of a loved one in the pieces of the story instead of the resurrection part of it. Jesus, when provoked, quoted scripture. Now this is the ticket right here. Don't always allow yourself to wallow in your feelings. Y'all, it's grief. So of course you're going to feel things you never have. And that gets heavy and can get dark. But remember, truth over feelings is the best way to get out of the pit of despair. Number 2, Jesus felt forsaken by God. Now, I don't care how spiritual you are. I would bet that there was at least one time in your life that you have felt this. And that might even be today. It might even be your whole grief experience thus far. I felt that way all the time. But Jesus' example was to do His Father's will anyway. And what if He hadn't? Whew. Number 3. Because I knew intellectually I should have more faith, I was a Christian after all, I should stop questioning. I started feeling like a grief and a Christian failure. Remember, don't let anyone should on you and don't should on yourself. See, it doesn't matter how you see yourself today or what your past looks like, because in grief, our past mistakes seem to be magnified. It only matters that you believe. That's not as big as trying to figure out your entire future right now. Number four, no matter what is happening in the natural, as Jesus was being taunted by the devil, if God loved you, your loved one wouldn't have died. No matter what it looks like in the natural, surely Jesus couldn't be God or he would have come off that cross. And no matter how you see God, why has God forsaken me? There is so much more happening behind the scenes you just don't know about. There is a loving and heavenly Father who is going to resurrect what is left of your life. He won't just put the pieces back together, but he'll create a meaningful, joyful, purposeful, different life for you. There's no quick fix. There's no comfortable way to push. You have to do the things you don't want to do without knowing the outcome. You got to have a mustard seed of faith. So keep counting down the days till you see your loved one, but fight your feelings with truth. Know without a doubt there's more for you, and it doesn't matter how many pieces there are. This resurrection for you may not come in 3 days, 3 weeks, or even 3 years, but it will come. Proverbs 18:10 says, God's plans cannot be thwarted. Therefore, hide yourself in him. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. The word of the week is John 16:33. I have told you all this so that you will have peace of heart and mind. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but cheer up, for I have overcome the world. And if Jesus has overcome the world, then everyone born of God, that's you, overcomes the world. 1 John 5:4 says, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. You're an overcomer. You are an overcomer. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Your journey works, or the work of your journey, is to join that Facebook group. We're celebrating 50,000 downloads of this podcast. Now, this is something I would have said is an impossibility, but it happened, not because of me, but because of God. We're giving away two $50 gift cards, so be a part of a group of faith-filled women who get the pain of grief, the priority of faith, and who encourage and support each other through the hard days. You're going to feel welcomed and supported in a way that other people who haven't been through this cannot. And we will always point you to the great physician and true healer. You can find the link on the Grief to Great Day website or in the show notes. Another way to take a step towards your healing is to purchase and go through the first year of grief, How to Survive with Hope and Heal. Now, in the first moments and year, maybe a little longer, after your loved one dies, the world just seems upside down. It seems foreign, when yesterday it wasn't. This workshop is like a compass, so you'll never question which way is up. I'm going to walk with you through the four most important actions to take right now after your loved one has died to help you deal with and heal from the loss. Now, it's a workshop. You have to take those uncomfortable steps. You have to do the things you don't want to do when you don't want to do them. That's part of it. But if you're just starting on your journey and you have no idea what to do, this workshop, I promise, will guide and direct your steps. You will grow closer to God, even when it's hard to pray. You'll work towards acceptance, even if that word makes you angry. And you'll know what to expect in your healing process. You can buy this workshop for your journey, or it makes a great gift for someone else going through grief. Remember to check out Coffee and Kathy, a weekly quiet time with God to build trust, every Thursday on the Grief to Great Day podcast. Everything you need will be on my website, grief2greatday.com. And Links for everything are also in the show notes each week. Don't forget, you're not alone here. This is not your forever. God still has plans for you. Keep coming back to the house, keep sitting on the couch, and keep taking those steps toward healing. Thank you for being here today, for showing up. If this podcast has given you hope, encouragement, or helped you in any way, share it with a friend, either in a text or on your social platforms. Also, please subscribe, rate, and leave a written review on iTunes. It's a huge blessing for me to know that you're out there. Lastly, and this is important, you are not alone. Connect with me on the Grief to Great Day website, the link is below, and sign up for our free newsletters. I want to be able to pray for you by name. Remember, grief isn't something you're going to get over, but a great day is something you can get to.